This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. We're going to pat poor Greenland on the head here, but there's a lesson in that for all of us individually and nationally. We'll talk about that in a moment. I have something I have to get off my chest about what just happened in the bathroom. I'm going to touch that first. Emails, all that and more coming up in the final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I just went to the bathroom a couple breaks ago, not last break, a couple breaks ago. I just went to the urinal, right? Just had to go pee. Probably more information than you need. Wish I hadn't said that, but you understand. I'm flesh and blood, Chris. In the bathroom, because it's a public building, there are bathroom stalls. The guy in the bathroom stall, you know where you go number two, gets up as I'm peeing, flushes the toilet, walks out of the stall, walks right out the door. Does not wash his hands. I'm not going to try to be your mom. I'm not even going to express the disgust and outrage I felt and still feel. I'm really not going to. I want you to understand that there's bacteria all over your hands. All over your hands. Do you know a huge reason why life expectancy now is so much greater than it used to be? Or we can compare it by country. Why life expectancy in a country like America is so much greater than it is in some African dump or something like that? Do you know why? A huge part of it is our understanding of bacteria and germs and what these things are and how they spread. Did you know? You've heard of the Viet Cong, right? In Vietnam? You know what punji sticks are or punji pits? Have you ever heard of them? Here's what they are in case you don't know. Maybe you're not a Vietnam person. The Viet Cong, they would make a little pit. They would find a path where people would walk. American troops were walking. They would make a little pit there. And they would take these sharpened sticks, just usually sharpened bamboo, something like that. They'd sharpen it, and they'd put them down in the pit. Now, these were not six-foot sticks. They're not going to kill you. That was not the idea. Just 2-3 feet long. Do you know what they would put on the sticks? They would put human feces on the sticks. That's almost weird. Obviously, that's gross, but that's weird, isn't it? Why human feces? Because it is so filled with bacteria. And because bacteria grows on it so quickly that if an American soldier steps on this pit, they would cover up the pit, obviously, stepped on the pit, and his foot went through it, and this stick went through his foot or his leg or anything, that soldier was in very serious trouble. Why? Because infection is almost immediate because of the feces that's on the stick. If you are using the bathroom, it's not just that there's bacteria coming out of you, especially in a public restroom, although it also applies at home, there's bacteria all over everything. Every handle, the toilet seat, the toilet handle, the doors, the faucet, the every single bit of it has this stuff all over it. I cannot imagine a world where I would use the bathroom like that and walk out without washing my hands. You know what? I'm going to let it go. I'm going to get fired up. I'm going to let it go. I'm not going to tell you how much of a disgusting subhuman beast you are if that's what you do. I'm just going to inform you, you're going to get sick. You're going to get sick, and you will deserve it for being a disgusting beast. All right? All right. Let's talk about power really quickly. Now that I got that off my chest, let's talk about power. Power is one of those things in life. We seek it. When we get it, human beings will naturally want to use it. And we find example after example after example of not having it and how bad that can go. There's a headline. It made me laugh. But at the same time, it made me wince a little because there's such a lesson here. The headline is this. Greenland PM, their prime minister, Greenland PM says he does not know what is in the Trump-Rutte agreement. Rutte would be the head of NATO. Mark Rutte. Remember, Trump and Mark Rutte got together and they came up with an agreement about how Greenland will be used from now on. And of course, Trump got all these things out of NATO that he wanted, expanded powers and all kinds of the mineral rights. Russia, China will be blocked out. But the prime minister of Greenland, the top elected official in Greenland, he wasn't even part of the conversation. He wasn't even invited. And there's a valuable lesson in that. You don't want to live in a dog-eat-dog world, you know, the law of the jungle and all those things. And I don't want to live in that world, and you don't want to live in that world. But man alive, is that not the world in which we live? And you have to, not that I feel bad for Greenland, because they're going to end up way better off than they would have been otherwise. Do you ever think about this? Don't you sometimes feel sad for the countries of the world who are so weak they only exist at the behest of others? And at the drop of a hat, if someone decides they should no longer exist, they're gone. You know what? You know what a great example of this is? Belgium. And I have nothing against Belgium. I have passed through it one time. I guess that counts as having... Does that count as having been to Belgium, Chris? It does. We're on a train. So I passed through Belgium one time. It looked fine. From what I understand, it's kind of overrun by third world savages now, but that's just like the rest of Europe. Anyway, passed through Belgium. Belgium has been invaded by Germany twice. World War I and World War II, Germany just kind of just took the place. You know what? Hey, we're going to pass through. And they couldn't do anything about it. Nothing. I think about that sometimes. And man alive, Greenland, that has to suck. Their PM wasn't even invited. Hey, you know what we're going to do with your island? Whatever we feel like. We'll be sure to keep you posted on what we need from you. Hey, Jesse, is Bondi afraid of the system or something? Well, we got a couple arrests. I'm not going to become Pam Bondi's super fan, but we got a couple of arrests. That's one. Two, is she afraid of the system? She probably, more than likely, instead of being afraid of the system, she probably is somebody who just wants to be a normal attorney general. She wants the office. She wants the title. That's one of those things that's a really big deal. They're going to put that on your tombstone one day if you were attorney general. But just because she has the role doesn't mean she knows what you know. Now, that sounds kind of weird because she's highly educated and highly informed. But you understand full well what the stakes of this game are. You understand that we have to have communists arrested, not just street animal types, government types. We have to have this. We have to have corrupt government people arrested in order to save the country. You know that. That doesn't mean Pam Bondi knows that. There are all kinds of people in this administration. And you know, I've applauded this administration mostly. I haven't been very hard on them. I'm much more happy with Trump 2.0 than I was 1.0. But there are still all kinds of people in this administration, and sometimes Trump himself, they're a little behind the times. I mean, Trump said it yesterday. We played the audio of it. Trump said, no, we got to get rid of the worst people first, talking about illegals, but we have to have heart. We can't get rid of farmers You have to have heart. What? The time for heart was 40 years ago. Now's the time to round up every single person here illegally and send them home before they have 75 kids who vote Democrat the rest of their lives. No. No more heart. Now's the time for the fist. The big fist. Period. But that's the way it is. All right. More emails. Lemon pepper wings. And something's out there, and I think it's good. It'll sound good. It is good. But maybe it's bad. Talk about that in a moment. Before we talk about that, speaking of bad, going to work every day and knowing you have an employee who is going to hold you back is so taxing, isn't it? I think about this all the time as I go through it. Every single day as I go through it, time after time after time, I think to myself, there has to be somebody better, but where would I find them? ZipRecruiter is here to do that for you. You don't need to work with Chris. You can find somebody awesome. ZipRecruiter has matching technology. They're going to put the best candidates in front of you immediately. You don't have to live this soul-sucking existence that I do. ZipRecruiter is here to help. And you can try it free. 4 out of 5 employers find somebody great the first day. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Thursday. All right, so if you miss any part of the show, you can download it. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Ask Dr. Jesse questions need to get sent in now. They're stacking up. Been stacking up for hours, for days, actually. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. So people aren't drinking as much anymore. Well, I'll play you this. Listen to this.
5 of the biggest alcohol makers in the world are sitting on what's described as a lake of unsold alcohol. $22 billion worth of inventory, according to the Financial Times, a result of people drinking less than they used to. And to think, there's still a week to go in dry January.
Okay. Obviously, that's a good thing. Let's acknowledge it's a good thing. Everybody, whether you're a boozer, maybe you're a former boozer, cleaned yourself up. Maybe you're trying to clean yourself up. I think everybody knows it's probably best if we're not drinking as much. There just aren't that many benefits of it. I don't know that there are any. That said, here's what concerns me about it. It's a good thing. I'm not encouraged. Please don't start drinking. All right. It's fine. But here's what concerns me about it. The reasons. If people have chosen to get away from alcohol because it's healthier for them, healthier for their life, their mind, their body, their relationship, their everything, that's a good thing. If people aren't drinking as much because they're not gathering together anymore, which is where so much drinking happens, that's a bad thing. And maybe I shouldn't have brought this up because I'm not sure I have a solution. I know this. We have to gather together. And this is from Antisocial Jesse. I don't want to. What, Chris? What? Jeez, Chris, no. People were... Jewish producer Chris just suggested that we throw a Jesse Kelly kegger. Chris, we're not going to encourage people to drink. That's not my point. My point is, if people are no longer gathering together, and I suspect that's a big part of this, if people don't gather together as much anymore, then we have a challenge ahead of us that will be a unique challenge in human history. Because for all of human history that I've ever found, in almost every society, people have gathered together and booze was oftentimes part of it. Now, maybe that's a glass of wine after church. Maybe you go full Mongol route and you're all going to drink until someone dies and everything in between. I don't care about that aspect of it, but human beings gathering together for something, religious, wedding, just it's Friday, whatever, gathering together and having booze be part of that gathering, that is the entire history of the world. Now, if we're going to walk away from booze, good, fine, good. You know, good, I've told you before. I used to struggle with it. Good, that's good. I don't want to go back to booze. But we got to go back to gathering together. I'm not sure how do we incentivize that in a society. Now, it's very common. Maybe you're typing up your email now. Well, just go to church. Now, I understand that, but some people don't want to go to church. We still have to gather together. We still have to have something that is more universal across society where people gather together. And I only did this, I probably should have waited for Friday. It's more of a Friday topic. I only did this to encourage you, especially you antisocial types like me. I'm right there with you. Look, I'm looking at you right in the eye here. Please gather with other people from time to time. There was a football game. You know, I don't watch the NFL. I walked away when they did all the Black Lives Matter stuff, so I don't watch the NFL anymore. But all my neighbor friends, all the guys, they were going to this local bar and grill when the Texans were playing some night. And this was last week before. And I called Aub on the way home, say, hi, hey, baby, I'm on the way home from work. And I told her the guys are gathering. And she said, well, go. And I said, I don't care about the Texans or the NFL. I don't even watch the NFL anymore. And she really dumped it on me. She said, you haven't been around other people in 2 weeks. Go watch a half of football with your friends. And I was that guy at the bar. I sat there and ordered a water and some disgusting freaking ice cream dessert. I didn't know ice cream could be that gross. Oh, Chris, the ice cream was so freezer burnt that I left it sitting on the bar and it wouldn't melt. The ice cream wouldn't melt. Anyway, and I just watched a half of it and drank water and it was good for me. I got home that night and I told her, I'm glad you talked me into it. It was good for me. I didn't stay the whole game. I didn't stay and get blasted. Like I said, I didn't even have any alcohol, but we need to gather together, please. And especially if you're young, you're growing up in the social media age, gather together. I have to tell my sons this because everything's online now. Everything's online. You talk to your friends online with your video games and whatever, and that's fine too. Good. Do it. Have fun. Physically be with other people. All right? And if I may say, if you're young and single, it's much more fun to physically be with the opposite sex. Much more fun. All right? All right. Back to a little bit of politics, some poll numbers and emails next.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Thursday.
Shut up, Chris.
Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download it, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. So that talk we've had before that we'll have many times, what are the three pillars that hold up the Democrat Party? FFC, what are they? Fraud, foreigners, and cheating. Fraud, foreigners, and cheating in elections. Without those three pillars, the Democrat Party is a 20% party in the United States of America. States you even consider to be blue would be blood red states. Democrats would never have a prayer at the presidency. Without fraud, foreigners, and cheating, the Democrat Party goes extinct. You want another example of this? I've got a doozy for you. Rasmussen, they did a poll of the public, and the question on the poll was this. Is requiring photo ID to vote a reasonable measure to protect the integrity of elections? Now, you are already aware, before I go into the numbers, that every single national Democrat, without exception, there may be exceptions, but if there are, I'm not aware of them, almost without exception, I'll put that word on it, believes loudly and says loudly that we should not have to show ID to vote. They say voter ID is racist. That is the stance of the Democrat Party in the country. right? What do the American people think? 73% of the public believes in voter ID. It's across every single ideological line. Men, 69%. Women, 76%. 18 to 29, 70%. 30 to 39, 70%. 40 to 49, 80%. 50 to 64, 77%. 65 plus, 67%. White, 73. Black, 70. Hispanic, 69. Other, 83. Democrat, 64. Independent, 69. GOP, 86. Issue after issue after issue after issue, you find out what I've been telling you is true. The Democrat Party is a 20% party. Without the three pillars, without fraud, without foreigners, without cheating in elections, the Democrat Party ceases to exist. Speaking of fraud, listen to this from News Nation. Good grief.
We're here in Portland, Maine. We found of the businesses that are registered in here, of the 20-something businesses, 10 of them are home health care businesses.
It's a trend we saw in Minnesota, one that the Minnesota House Oversight Committee on Fraud tells News Nation is a giant red flag. Large clusters of health care providers in one location.
This building right behind me has 22 different home and community-based healthcare companies registered in the building.
Inside this Portland office building, owner Ron Nevins agreed to speak with us.
I think I got 10 healthcare companies, which is probably about half, maybe a little less than half of this building.
Healthcare, 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 home healthcare. I didn't even know what home healthcare was. Do you think these businesses are actually legit businesses?
Some, yes, but some I highly question.
You understand how this works. We're founding, you know, remember the Somali daycare fraud? Well, that was daycare fraud. Have you ever looked, and I want to encourage you to do this. You can do it right now if you want. Have you ever looked at a pie chart of the budget of the United States government, where we spend our money? Go look at that pie chart and look at Medicare and Medicaid. Go look at the staggering amount of money is spent on Medicare, Medicaid. Now, how much of that do you think is corruption? How many little blue areas do you have people setting up fraudulent healthcare companies? But of course, because they donate to Democrats and Democrats get some kickbacks for the whole thing, they'll never be investigated. But how many across the United States of America do you think exist? And all they do is blood suck the American taxpayer. You remember that story, the little add to that? Do you remember, of course, the wildfire, the Palisades wildfire in California, where all those homes were burnt up and all those people were burnt out? Do you remember afterwards a nonprofit started collecting donations because people wanted to help homeowners who just lost everything? Americans are very generous. That nonprofit took in $100 million in donations to help the homeowners. None of the money has gone to the homeowners. The money has been distributed to various Democrat causes across the state of California. Nothing for the homeowners. The entire party is fraud. In the end, they're just thieves, as we've talked about before. That's really what a communist is. Yes, he's a destroyer. Yes, he's demonic. But they're just dirty freaking thieves in the end. They wake up every day. It's not an ounce different than the mafia. Not at all. They wake up every day and their entire life is figuring out ways to steal your money. And they use what makes them so much worse than the mafia is they use the government to do it. They get elected and they figure out a way to steal your friggin' money. Dirt balls. Yeah. Speaking of dirt balls, Georgia Bill would make lemon pepper the state chicken wing flavor. I like lemon pepper. You know what? I would go so far as to say I love lemon pepper chicken wings. I have ordered lemon pepper chicken wings on more than one occasion, but I like garlic parmesan wings too. Right? I like a chipotle barbecue wing. I like a nice dry rub every now and then. Everybody knows the original chicken wing flavor is the only one that should ever be the state chicken wing flavor of anything. What, Chris? What? Chris thinks Georgia should have some sort of sweet heat. Well, look, Georgians know how to cook. And there's no question that Georgia, I'm sure, has some incredible local chicken wing flavors. But this is like walking in a pizza place for the first time and ordering some pizza with feta cheese and lentils or something like that on it. No, sit down and order a pepperoni pizza. Let's pay the appropriate respect to chicken wings. You can't have lemon pepper be the state chicken wing flavor. This is an outrage. Jesse, really enjoy the show. Looking forward to hearing it every time I get off work on my drive home. I'm still young, 36 years old. I feel like I learned something new about our world and what's going on every day, aren't we? We're all learning every day, brother. Jesse, my last three-day hospital visit bill was 4 years my wage pay, and a shoulder replacement was 25 years, and I was employed at a reasonable wage. Cost of living, man. I saw another statistic today, and it was about specifically the cost of power, you know, the power to run your home, run your office, power. It is so much higher in blue states than it is in red states. And cost of living's gone up for everybody. I'm not saying red states are exempt from that, but I will continue to remind you that the best way, the most effective way to beat inflation, get out of your blue state and move to a red state. You want your money to go further? You want to be able to afford some of the things you used to be able to afford before we shut down the country for a chest cold? Get out of your blue state and move to a red state. In Texas, we're paying $2.19 a gallon for gas. What are you paying, San Diego? It's crazy out there. All right, regime change and canned fish next.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show until tomorrow, which is, of course, Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. And you need to get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Hey, Chris, what is that again you were eating in the office? Fish out of a can? Smoked herring, Chris called it. Fish out of a can. Do you heat it up, Chris? Do you eat it? So you eat raw smoked fish out of the can. You say smoked is not raw, and I understand what you're saying, but let me put it this way. You eat cold smoked fish out of a can. There's no way that's kosher. There's no way that's... God would never ask you to eat something like that, Chris. Not in a, what? Chris said, have I seen some of the terrible Jewish food? Yes! I give you people crap for it all the time. I don't understand why it's so bad. You know what? We don't have time to deal with Chris. We have to deal with this little tidbit here. Gavin Newsom, he's in a funny situation that I'm enjoying him suffer through. His situation is this. In order to become the Democrat nominee, which he desperately wants to become, he has to make himself into being the man who opposes Donald Trump at every front, because Democrat voters are insane people and they believe stopping Donald Trump's the only thing that matters and he's a Nazi and all the other things. Anyway, so because that's what the average Democrat voter believes, Gavin Newsom has to make himself into the anti-Trump. But Trump isn't running again. Donald Trump won't be on the ballot. So Newsom, he's going to have to, and he's currently doing this, he's going to have to do this thing where he kind of follows Donald Trump around like a little puppy, complaining, heckling, trying to make himself the anti-Trump. But as we get closer to the election, and the GOP nominee becomes more clear, everyone kind of assumes it's J.D. Vance right now, and I assume the same thing, but who knows? You never know. As we get closer to getting a new nominee, Newsom is at some point in time going to have to flip it and stop being the anti-Trump guy and then be the anti-J.D. Vance guy. He followed Donald Trump over to the World Economic Forum, and these dirty Europoors were interviewing him. And here's what he had to say. It's all kind of forced.
I can't take this complicity. People rolling over. I should have brought a bunch of knee pads for all the world leaders. I mean, handing out crowns and handing... I mean, this is pathetic. Nobel Prizes, they are being given away. I mean, it's just pathetic. And I hope people understand how pathetic they look on the world stage. I mean, at least from an American perspective, it's embarrassing.
So what should Europe be doing?
The Europeans should decide for themselves what to do. But one thing they can't do is what they've been doing. And they've been playing. This guy's playing folks for fools. And it's embarrassing.
Europeans.
It's funny because the guy's trying to get clarification and Newsom has no idea even what he means, but he doesn't mean anything specifically. He just wants to be the anti-Trump guy.
This is diplomacy and this will ultimately work.
Oh, this is diplomacy with Donald Trump? He's a T-Rex. You mate with him or he devours you. One or the other.
And you're being
people devoured? Need to stand. No, the Europeans could be if they continue down this path and process. They need to stand tall, stand firm, stand united.
Is that how the T-Rex were? I don't feel like we know that, Chris. What? I'm asking. All we found are some bones in the ground, and somehow Gavin Newsom, he's making some pretty disparaging remarks about the T-Rex mating rituals. Look, I've seen Jurassic Park 2. I didn't even see any references in there. It's kind of weird. Maybe his brain isn't working very well. Maybe he needs a male vitality stack from Chuck. That probably would it'll help. If he's going to have to follow Trump everywhere he goes, you need good energy, Gavin. You need real natural energy. Not the kind you get down at the tanning salon you very clearly go to. Not at some low T clinic. You need natural herbal supplements to give you that boost you need to follow Trump like a little lost puppy dog. Chok.com. Chok.com. You want to know what I take every day? A male vitality stack. You could take Chad mode if you're into a pre-workout. They have things for whatever you're looking to improve upon in your life. Natural things. Gavin, Chok.com, promo code Jesse. That's going to jack your T levels through the roof. And then you'll be ready to follow Donald Trump around everywhere he goes. I've just been totally enjoying it, completely enjoying it. Anyway, here's Gavin Newsom also putting things on camera he's going to regret in the general election.
Two different questions. Do I believe in universal health care? Yes, regardless of pre-existing conditions, ability to pay, and your status. I campaigned on that. And we delivered on that. And I'm proud of that. We're one of 16 states to provide care to people regardless of their immigration status.
He's going to have to face the Democrat Party's illegal immigrant-loving headwinds in the election. That is not a popular thing with the American people. Again, it's a 20% party. The American people don't want illegals here. He just went on stage and on camera bragged about giving illegals free health care. Now, put yourself in the mind. I know you already hate that, but put yourself in the mind of a normie in 2028. A normie who's racked up some medical bills? How upset are you if Gavin Newsom's bragging about the free health care he gave to illegals? Oops.
And now...
Here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
The U.S. is actively seeking regime change in Cuba by the end of the year. Woo! Sleep tight down there to the Castro family. Canned tuna is recalled for potentially fatal botulism risk, was mistakenly reshipped to 9 states. There's something to make you sleep well at night, Chris. Have fun with your canned fish tonight. Hope you don't die. Mexico airlifts 37 cartel members to the U.S. under the Trump administration's pressure. I think it's kind of hilarious. I don't know why. I just get a kick out of it. The Mexico's president is totally in cahoots with the cartels. but we have the power to smash Mexico's economy with the blink of an eye. So she has to keep coughing up cartel members. It's amazing. Trump predicts a government shutdown as the GOP scrambles to pass funding bills. Oh, it's totally going to shut down again. It'll be a big old disaster. Well, a big disaster for them. That's my favorite part of the government's when it shuts down. U.S. murder rate plunges to the lowest level in over 100 years. That's weird what happens when you deport the murderers Democrats brought into the country. You actually get less murder when you get rid of murderers. It's wild. Trump says he signed executive order to bring back mental institutions that should help feminists. House advances $1.2 trillion package with ICE funding after Republicans overcome infighting. Keep on deporting them, boys. All right. We're back tomorrow for Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.